This is Senator Bob Dole. The Iran-Contra hearings are finally over. Who were the winners? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, one of the longest-running TV shows has finally come to an end, the Iran-Contra hearings. Although the special committee won't be releasing its report until September, I believe there were three clear winners. First, President Reagan. He pledged to get the facts out, and he did. He cooperated fully, and despite the hopes of some eager partisans, there was no smoking gun. Congress won, too. There was some grandstanding and some party politicking, but the hearings reaffirmed the role of Congress. The real winners were the American people. Their system of democratic government worked again when the chips were down. Ted, President Reagan and the American people are already moving on to the nation's agenda. Are you with them, or are you still watching video replays of Ollie North?
Bob, your cheerleading is premature. The Reagan administration is not out of the woods yet on the Iran-Contra scandal and the diversion of funds to the Contras. The biggest problem with the hearings is that they left so many questions unanswered about what actually happened. The committee will file its report in the fall, so there may be further disclosures. You also forgot to mention the special prosecutor, Bob. There have already been some indictments, and until we hear from him again, it's not clear how many more crimes have been committed or who committed them. For now, though, it's hard to escape the conclusion that the full truth about Irangate disappeared down Oliver North's shredder. We have Attorney General Meese and his incompetent initial investigation to thank for that. As for Admiral Poindexter, Bob, if you believe what he said, I'll hire you if I ever need a food taster, because you'll swallow anything. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on Republican Campaign Dirty Tricks. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.